We begin tonight with new video of the Trump administration's latest move against Venezuela. Attorney General Pam Bondi put it out this evening, shows American forces boarding an oil tanker, coming down lines from hovering choppers, making their way to the bridge and seizing control of the vessel. Quoting from the Attorney General's social media post, today the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Coast Guard, with support from the Department of War, executed a seizure warrant for a crude oil tanker used to transport sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran. A senior U.S. official tells CNN it had Venezuelan crude on board, was sailing in international waters, and no one was injured in the boarding operation. Now, the video came out just a short time after this from the president, setting the stage.
As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually. And other things are happening, so you'll be seeing that later, and you'll be talking about that later with some other people.
We said the tanker was seized, quote, for very good reason. And when asked what would happen to the oil, he replied, we keep it, I guess. Late today, the Venezuelan government called the seizure a, quote, act of international piracy, calling it a, quote, deliberate plan to plunder our energy resources. Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, also weighed in shortly before the president announced the operation.
Our message to the people of the United States remains the same. Peace. Peace above all else. No to crazy war. No to bloodshed for oil. No to war for oil, the recipe for eternal wars.